Had a good Monday morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. I'll mute you there, Dave. We're all logged into the Zoom here as we're set for the Raleigh County Historical Museum Hour. Here with us this morning is...
That was a fun intro.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah.
Cheryl Collins is joining us here. Cheryl is the director of the Raleigh County Historical Museum. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
It is certainly a pleasure, and you know, things are kind of getting back to normal here. I might just preface our interview here and talk about what's changed here now that the mask ordinance is no longer in place.
Well, I believe the Raleigh County Commission will be discussing that today at their meeting. So here at the Raleigh County Historical Museum, I think by the end of the day, we'll have a good idea of the way we'll go forward.
Okay. Okay. Very good. Well, it certainly is nice that things are getting kind of back to normal here. We're going to talk a little bit about some fashion here today. That's kind of the topic of discussion.
Yes. Some folks are big followers of fashion, and one of the things I thought would be interesting to look back at is clothing stores in Manhattan. I kind of focused on that period from 1950 to 2000, what clothing stores were here, and also what the styles were that you think of from those different periods. It's interesting how very, very different things have changed between 1950 and today.
Absolutely, and I think a lot of people will appreciate this because it's more kind of things that we grew up on. Most of our audience grew up between that era, 1950 and 2000.
Yeah, and I hope folks will call in and remember stores they shopped in for different items. I think it's interesting to look back at that and see what used to be here and so on.
Well, if we started in the 1950s, just kind of taking a look here, most of the stores where people shopped at for their clothes are right downtown, right there at the on Points Avenue.
Yes. Aggieville had a few shops, but mostly it was downtown shops. I also was struck by the fact that clothing was pretty separate into men's and women's stores. So if you went into a women's store, you wouldn't usually find men's clothing or vice versa. And that's changed. Today, we have stores that are men and women. And in fact, the clothes are interchangeable sometimes. It's not, you know, either sex can wear them. When I went and looked in 1949 Polk directory in the 1950 telephone book, women's shop was fashion shop, the Modo Day dress shop, which I remember Modo Day, petite style shop, Stevenson's, and I think lots of folks would remember Stevenson's. It was a long time clothing store, and actually Stevenson's was one of those companies that did have a women's section and a men's section, but it wasn't a everybody section. The style shop was downtown. The Vogue shop was downtown, and the Smart shop was in Aggieville at 1210 Morrow. So those were all ladies' shops in 1949-50. Men's shops, Don and Jerry Clothiers, and all these are downtown, Gibbs Clothing, and I mentioned Stevenson's, and then there was a Urquhart's, U-R-Q-U-H-A-R-T.
Urquhart's.
And I'm, okay.
Urquhart's.
Good. The good pronouncers.
I just know some members of the family, that's all.
And I was not familiar with that store. I think evidently it was a menswear store, but I don't know. If folks remember that, that would be interesting. And then Bob Art, the man's store, was at 1210 Morrow. So that was down in Aggieville. Of course, one of the staples for getting clothing store were department stores. And we had a number of department stores here. Ward Keller was downtown. Kohl's was downtown. JCPenney, and then, of course, Montgomery Ward, all of which had clothing. We had two children and infant shops. Tots to Teen Shop at 110 South 4th and the Gillette Children's Shop at 118 South 4th. And then there were a couple of places that had other sorts of things. Downtown on South 3rd Street was the Utility Outlet, which I think was work clothes. And then the Manhattan Army store was at 228 Points. So it had work clothes, army surplus things, and those sorts of things. So I think it's interesting. When I think of 1950s clothes, I think women wearing hats and gloves and girdles, of course. Bobby socks for teens and kids. Nylon shirts for men. And of course, men wore ties to work and usually suits if they had a any kind of office type job. So that's really different, a different kind of style than we see today, much more formal. When I was a kid and we went, when I was growing up, I grew up in Wichita. And when my mother went to downtown Wichita, she always dressed up. She always wore a dress. She wore a hat, gloves, the whole thing. So that's not, I don't think people think of when they go shopping somewhere to get dressed up now.
Yeah, no, that's a big change. And, you know, I've noticed that even going to the ball game or going to church, obviously for church you dress up, but going to a ball game, a lot of people would dress up to go out.
Well, even church today is much, much more casual than when I was a kid. You had specific church clothes. And I don't know, maybe people do, but they're much, they're a lot more casual. You, and I think in general, in any situation, you'll see a huge range in clothing. You'll see jeans practically in any social setting. You see them at church. You see them, I've seen them at weddings. I've seen them at funerals. So even places that traditionally people dressed up more, you'll see a real variety of clothing today that you didn't, you saw specific types of things for specific places in the 50s. And I think that's much more relaxed. You'll see general clothes more places now.
Yeah. Well, talking about the different stores here, obviously, you mentioned the department stores. You know, those are becoming less and less anymore here with the advent of online shopping.
Yes.
But that was the, those were hopping places to go to.
Very much so. And we had some great department stores in downtown Manhattan for many, many years. But you're right. Generally now, the only place you see department stores are the traditional type department stores are in big cities. So you just don't see them as much, which is one reason why if I'm traveling and there is a department store, I really love going in them because it's, things are so very, very different. It's like when you go to a town and they have an old style hardware store. It's really fun to go into those.
Yeah, it certainly is. Well, we go from the 1950s and then the 1960s, a little different styles there. As, things kind of evolved a little bit.
Yes. 1960s, things really did start changing. Some of the places, and I was looking at the 1960 Polk Directory and the 1960 Telephone Directory. The women's clothes downtown, we had Moto Day still, which is at 308 Points, Jean Peterson's at 303 Points, Rickard's Ready to Wear on South 4th, again, Stevenson's Clothing Company, which had men's and women department, were at 317, 319 Points, the Style Shop at 402 Points, the Vogue Shop at 405 Points, and then two places listed in Aggieville, Rothrock at 613 Manhattan Avenue, and Smart Shop at 1210 Morrow. Men, specifically menswear places, Don and Jerry Clothiers is still down on Points at 309, Gibb Clothing Store at 314 Points, and Woody's Men's Shop is in Aggieville at 1227 Morrow. Department stores, we still have Ward Keller. And of course, Ward Keller is there on the corner of 4th and Points. Yeah, fourth in points. Coles is still in at 325 points. And then we have Montgomery Ward, JCPenney, and Sears and Roebuck Company by 1960. Of course, Sears built their big building there on South 4th Street in the 1950s. The infant and children's shop we have is Denholm's at 427 points. And then the store that we have that still has other sorts of things is the Manhattan Army store at 228 points. When I think of the 60s, of course, you think of mini skirts and the Twiggy look is one of the things that I think of specifically with the mod, the British mod, very thin, straight up and down style. Fishnet hose. I remember wearing fishnet hose in the 60s. Chambray shirts embroidered, and that hippie look was popular. Doc Shikis were popular, especially in the latter part of the 1960s. And tie-dye, of course. And denim becomes kind of a staple for men and women. And that continues clear up to the present. So, of course, there was denim in the 1950s, but it wasn't as pervasive as you get in fashion from the 1960s on. One of the things that I was thinking about in looking at fashions during different periods is how those fashions kind of blur the decades, because a lot of the things that I think of that were popular in the 1960s, tie-dye and some of those things continued to be popular, well, to a greater or lesser extent, clear up till today. I mean, you'll still see tie-dye things once in a while, especially if they're looking at a retro look. But in the 1970s, there was lots and lots of tie-dye and jean skirts and those things. So you get kind of a variety.
Certainly we do, yeah. And you mentioned there's a store there called Kohl's, and for the listener, that's not the Kohl's that maybe we're used to, the big department store.
No, it's C-O-L-E apostrophe S Kohl's, and that's a really interesting business because that was at 323 and 325 points, and that building is a beautiful building downtown. If you take a look at it sometime, it's got a great kind of a red brick pottery type. It looks pottery to me. It's a great building. And that building was built before 1885, and that facade that's on it now was put in 1904. And the business that is Kohl's opened in 1887 as the Wharton store. And Mr. Wharton owned it until 1909 when he sold it to Charles Lance. And by 1910, it was changed to the Lance Young Company. And it continued as that until 1916. And then that is when Kohl's bought the business. So Kohl's was in business there from 1916 until 1963 when Phil Woodward bought it. And it became Woodward's. So it was Woodward's department store then from 1963 until 1975. And then Brown's department store went in there. And it was Brown's from 1975 until the latter part of the 1980s, I think around 1989, when that department store closed. So I think that building has a really interesting history. And it's a beautiful building. So next time you go down to Points Avenue, look at that building at 323, 325 points.
All right, I'll have to do that. We got to pause here, take a break here, but more. And we'll take your phone calls, too, if you'd like to join us with the Riley County Historical Museum, taking a look back at fashion from the last 50, 60 years with Cheryl Collins. You're listening to In Focus on KMAN.